Ready, set, joke. I have a really funny joke.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're going to think it's as funny as I do.
Well, lay it on me, sister. What you got?
All right. Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Because your husband forgot to put it on the roll?
Well, that's your house. No. No. Because it got stuck in a crack. I know, right?
That's a good one.
That's Please tell that to someone you love today.
I will tell that to my children and they will laugh.
They will laugh hysterically and then I will become cool.
Yep. I will be.
If you want to tell it to other adults, you might go become uncool, but you know, no, it's where your priorities lie.
Nope. It's not. And I'll tell you why this is even funnier. I was listening to a stand-up comic the other day. Can't remember his name. I'll have to look that up. And he was talking about when after you take a poop, the wipes. Like, sometimes you're lucky you get one wipe and you're like, I don't trust the one wipe. Let me see what else is in there. And then when it comes out clean twice, you're like, all right. And then there's those times you wipe and you wipe and you're like, I ain't got all day to be in here. Did I even leave anything in the toilet? What is happening? Why are there so many wipes coming? I don't understand how it takes so long. I was on the plane when I heard this and I'm laughing out loud. I mean, I have my headset on. Dan's sitting behind me and he's kind of like nudging the chair like, shh. Babe, you gotta listen to him. He's really funny. He's like,
this is funny.
We're all laughing because you're letting us know it's very funny. I'm like, oh, y'all can see. Oh, okay, yeah, I forget. Sometimes when I put my headphones on, it's just me and whatever I'm listening to.
You got your podcast on.
Got my podcast.
Get your podcast mode on. That's right. On the plane. You can't podcast mode on a plane, Shannon.
You cannot.
You can't do that.
Nope.
You know what also I figured out this weekend because I went to a low budget bar? Is that your toilet paper consumption highly escalates in the amount of alcohol you have. I'd like to see a graph on that, and I would have a laser pointer, and it would definitely go up. Because women don't understand how toilet paper you need to use more when your alcohol increases. I don't understand that. Like, why is there a huge ball of toilet paper in every single effing toilet?
Because you don't realize you have superhuman strength after two glasses of wine. You yank on the little toilet paper roll, and it's like a cat. Just like, pulling it down to the floor. And you're like, oh, I should use all this. I shouldn't, you know, wind it back up for someone else to consume. I should just
Oh, once it touches the floor, it's gone. Oh. That's disgusting.
Yeah, and I usually don't use, like, the first square because I don't know where that person's hands were who ripped it off the first time. So I'm like, discard the first square, and then I go in.
Oh, well, I don't do that. Oh. I'm just walking around with
I'm just weird.
Everybody else.
Everybody's
toilet paper hands.
Toilet paper hands. Cage. All up in your business.
Well, no. It's not the first time lots of things have been up in my business.
Well, friend.
And there we are.
That's probably for another show after dark.
But you know whose business we are talking about.
Who are we talking about today, girl?
We're talking about the DM girls.
I love the DM podcast show.
Yep. The DM show.
The DM show. Shoot.
We're going to
I really do love them. No, they are great. They are great. The DM show, they're hilarious. Daisha and Marcella, two girls out of Las Vegas. And I'm not sure how we got connected with them, but we've been Instagram buddies for a little bit, and they're hilarious. Mm-hmm. And they keep it real. That's why they're funny, because they talk about things that we all talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, when, you know, if you're having a glass of wine with your girlfriends, and you're just talking real honest about all the things happening in your life, and they're going to shoot it to you real straight.
They tackle some fun topics, though.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
And what you'll find on their show is that it's real topics and social media type things or funny articles they've read about. Mm-hmm. So I like to think of it as like a variety show because they have kitschy things like what, you know, their favorite part of the day, like the highs and lows. And they have all kinds of fun stuff like that. So it kind of like, it's stuff you talk about with your girlfriends.
They do have a part on their show called Confessions, which they will have just unanimous listeners write in some just really off the wall, bizarre confessions. And you'll hear about them in a couple minutes and when we play the podcast for you. But it's hilarious. Like,
so check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the links in the show notes because we'll link them there. But it's a fun podcast to follow, and they're besties. So
we love a bestie duo. We love it. And this is one that we recorded on Zencastr. So if you hear the sound quality is a little bit different, it's because they're not in the studio. Don't worry though; we're working on getting them here so they can record in the closet.
Probably only get it has to be a lot of Derby and wine involved.
But one day, we can get them one day we'll get those girls here. They're hilarious. But enjoy.
Check them out.
Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mat.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life. Hey, Marcella and Daisha, thanks you for you know what? Hold please.
Shit. So funny.
Okay. Take two.
This is why we don't record past 12 o'clock. Okay.
I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
Hey, Daisha and Marcella, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited to finally talk to you girls.
Yay. I know. We've kind of been... Well, Instagram buddies for a couple months now, and we felt super connected with you guys after, honestly, I think it was like the Disney cruise episode that we were like, oh, okay, yeah, these are our people. They drop the bombs like we drop them. They, you know, speak about their kids the same way. they're super honest about their, you know, love for wine. So it's like, you know, it's like the Brittany and Shannon take Las Vegas. Like that's what you guys are in our world.
I think we're still waiting about for you girls to come here and have a couple bottles of wine with us.
For sure.
Let's do it. Book those tickets.
I liked your Derby episode. Which one of you were the one that puked and then still rallied and still partied the whole Derby week?
Oh, yeah, girl. That's me. That was Shannon in her finest glory.
When you can tell your husband, hold my hat, and then you go puke, and then you get in the car to go to the track and rally, like, that's like royalty.
Right. You know, it takes practice.
Okay, so tell our listeners how you guys got started in the podcast game.
Oh, gosh. So we've been friends for years and years. We worked together. Actually, Marcella was my boss. And then after like a couple of days, we realized we were like soul sisters. So then when I moved to Vegas, Marcella and I kind of had like a rough patch in our friendship because I was a mom and Marcella was not yet.
Brand new mom of like little littles. And I was living the high life. You know, we had very opposite schedules. She was with babies all day and working all day, and I was living it up at night.
Yeah.
So our schedules did not match up at all for a while.
Yeah, there was a long time. And then after I think we both kind of came out of baby fog, we were like, what the fuck? We really miss girlfriend time. Like, girlfriend time is life.
Yeah, so I have a 2-year-old, and so I didn't relate to what Daisha was going through until my little guy came along, and I was like, whoa, this is why you haven't been going out. This is why you won't come hang out with me. So, yeah, once that happened, I was like, we need to get together. I need an outlet. I know you need an outlet. And for months, I begged her, let's start a podcast. All we do is giggle when we get together. Let's just do it. And then finally, one day, I think you just caved.
I was like, fine, I'll do it. I don't know that we're going to be that interesting, but let's just do it. And what we found is that there's a lot of moms and a lot of women out there who are either isolated in career or isolated in motherhood. And there's just nothing better than getting together with your girlfriends and shooting the shit about everything in the world, pop topics and dirty confessions and conversations about what women go through.
Yeah. And our guys couldn't say anything about us getting together every week for happy hour because we were, air quotes, working.
Exactly. I used to tell my husband all the time, I'm like, babe, when I go out for my girlfriends, like, this is way cheaper than trying to find a therapist. So, like, this is like bargain based on therapy for myself that no therapist can ever touch. So I need the green light every time I want to go out. And he's like, oh, for sure, babe, go for it.
You come back so much happier.
You do. You definitely do.
So what has been your response since launching and talking about these hot button topics?
The response has been surprisingly way better than we thought. At first, we were like, oh, it's just us getting together, talking about nothing and nonsense. And then all of a sudden, started getting messages from girls like, oh my God, that happened to me last week. Or, oh my God, I can relate. Or, oh, that's so funny that, you know. And really, it just started opening the conversation for deeper conversation.
That too. And we had so many girls reach out to us to said, hey, you should take your podcast live. And we want to be in on the conversation, because how many times am I in my car listening to the podcast and I'm like screaming at my speakers because I want to get in on the conversation.
That's funny. We hear that all the time. It's like there's that, you know, proverbial head nod that happens with every episode. You're like, yes, girl, I have been here.
Yes. I think it does. It makes women feel less alone in like the daily shit you experience.
And our goal
absolutely
is to give girls a break from their everyday life and routine and just giggle a little bit.
Well, we definitely giggle with you guys.
Yeah.
I love most of the topics that you guys are tackling, and they're fun and they're relatable. And there's kind of something that we all kind of think about, or we've been watching, or we have been thinking about with our just everyday lives. Like, this might be helpful.
Absolutely. I mean, the topic of blowjobs alone, I was like, oh my God, I'm dying right now. This is hilarious. So,
I mean, can you believe there's a person out there that gives 3 blowjobs a week?
No,
I don't think this.
I need to have a conversation with this girl. Is she legit? Is she telling the truth? Like, what's going on?
There were all kinds of questions on our end. We're like, no way, this is true. And then we're like, damn, she better be wearing like designer everything.
She better be hooked up.
Right. I mean, that's commitment.
It is. That's a lot of commitment. I mean, I still can't wrap my head around that. So tell our listeners a little bit more about your podcast and the genre that it falls into and kind of like the themes that you circle around each week.
So we have segments, and we start really just by catching up and then trying to talk about what brings us joy or gratitude for the week, because we like to set the precedent to try to be positive. And then we just sort of gossip around some of the things that are happening around, you know, pop topics or articles that we've read in the news or just ridiculous things that happen to women, really.
Yeah. And then we segue into a confession where either one of us personally shares something embarrassing, personal. We also encourage our girls to send confessions, which we get a lot of them, like the blowjob one.
I feel like the confessions one gives our girls an outlet to be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Listen to what happened, or listen to what I did when I was younger. And it's just an opportunity for all of us to laugh at like the ridiculousness of it.
And they're anonymous. So we never put anybody on blast. So regardless of what you're saying, it's safe with us. So we want to give you a place to be able to like release something that you've been wanting to share with somebody, but just couldn't.
There was one recently that I guess it was a listener who confessed that they had been in an affair with an exotic author, I think it was.
Yes.
Erotic author. I'm like, girl, I need a follow-up.
No, do you ever ask her, like, we left you hanging. She had an affair. She wanted to know if it was like true or not true, but then she never even told us. And here's the thing, because it's anonymous and we got it at one of our DM events, we don't even know which one of our friends it was.
Oh, dang. I have so many questions.
That has been circling around my head for like about a week. I'm like, can I get more info, please?
Right. I agree. I was like, girl, you left us hanging.
Yeah. And then we usually always end our podcast with what we call a DM topic. And it's usually something very female focused, something relatable to most women. And it's everything from like just the philosophical side of pondering issues in motherhood or experiences that we've had in the workforce, or if it's something in marriages and relationships, friendships. And it's just topics that we think most women either have experienced or have an opinion about.
I like listening to this each week because it's kind of like a variety show that you know it, but consistent. So you kind of know what you're going to hear, but you never know what you're going to bring to the table. Like, oh, that's a different confession, or that's a different way to look at it. Okay. And being over here in Kentucky, it's really, really fun to listen to you guys because I'm like, oh, these Vegas girls are my girls.
I know. We joke all the time that there's definitely topics we would love to cover a little bit more in depth on our show, but we kind of get limited a little bit with just being in a more conservative area. You know, and there's certain things that we just, we're just like, sorry, we can't talk about that.
See, we pretty much
one
talk
day.
About anything except politics. We stay away from that for the most part. But really, I mean, you want to talk about sex, relationships, shitty girlfriends, dumbass people. We'll talk about you all day long.
Faux show.
Love it.
Faux show.
Now, do either of you currently work, or I know you guys said you used to work with each other, but do you guys have jobs, part-time jobs, full-time jobs now?
Yeah. So I, Marcella, have a full-time job, but it's fantastic because it's a sales job. And so my home is my home office. I work out of my car. My schedule is very flexible, which allows me to be able to take the time to prepare for this podcast, for our podcast. But it's still really challenging because once you get the podcast going, like, you know, it becomes a full-time job.
Like, oh, yeah.
The prepping and the research and the now with the events that we're throwing. So I have two full-time jobs and a baby and a partner at home.
Yeah, and I work part-time in our family business, so but I have the luxury of being able to work from home. But like Marcella said, I think the podcast is pretty much my full-time focus.
Yeah. And I know, I don't know about you girls, but our husbands think that it's just such an easy hobby. Like they are like, oh God, you're going to go podcast. It's so fine. And it's like, no, it's work.
No, my husband has officially been like, oh, this is just your excuse to go and drink wine with Marcella.
Yeah. I mean, yes, it is.
It is, but that doesn't
take it serious.
It doesn't take into effect the editing time, the prepping time, the research you have to do, the marketing part of it. Like, it doesn't take any of that stuff. So for me, I'm like, it's worth the hour we get to drink wine together and talk shit.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we say this all the time, and this is like a passion project that turned into a much bigger responsibility than either of us thought that it was going to. So we're like, oh shit. Okay. So this got it. Mm-hmm. This is going to take a lot more time than we thought, but in a really fun way. I mean, it's, you know, you reap what you sow. So like, we really enjoy putting energy and effort into the podcast, but we also understand that we want it to look a certain way. We want it to feel a certain way. And, you know, if you don't water that garden, then all your hard work's going to die. And we don't want it to die. We want it to keep going.
Right.
I think our husbands, well, I just recently started like flipping the script. And I think my husband was definitely on the bandwagon, like, okay, I don't know, really know. But recently, it was actually just yesterday, we were at the pool and like three people came up. Like, I had no idea who they were. And they said, oh my God, I listened to your podcast. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yay. Yay. So he's like, I think that was the first valid experience where he said, okay, I think you might be onto something.
Yeah, I love
it. You guys
are
definitely.
When I go to school pickup, because my kids are 6 and 7. So when I've been to school pickup, I've had random girls come over to me and be like, oh my gosh, I listened to the podcast last week and it was all about awareness. And then she'll go on like this big rant. I'm like, oh my God, the message of the podcast is working.
Yes, it is. So where do you see this podcast going?
Well, I think that we definitely want it to grow and build our community. And we love doing our live events. We get a lot of requests for that. We want to continue to partner with women like you girls to build awareness and just really grow our community, I think is our goal. I mean, taking it on the road would be fantastic. So if we want to do a joint one, let's do it.
Oh, hint, hint. Yeah, we have this.
Love this.
We have a gigantic vision of this full weekend of women getting together and doing exactly this, supporting one another, encouraging one another, learning together, bringing keynote speakers in, and then, of course, having like amazing happy hours together. So if we can build a large enough community nationwide, we'd like to have conferences around the country.
That's awesome. Well, you can go ahead and pencil Brittany and I in to teach yoga at these amazing conferences, because we totally would love to do that. You got to take a little self-care before you, you know, get down and dirty.
For sure. We're down.
Yeah, so our goal is to basically follow our mission statement, which is established by girlfriends, encouraged by conversations, and strengthened by experiences. We just want to introduce our girls to everything and anything possible.
I love that. And I love that you guys have such an open and honest and respectful space that you are creating within your community. And I think, I mean, that's just it's really important. And I think as, you know, as parents and as older, you know, as we get older, we start to understand the importance of like trusting your picker, like trusting your gut and understanding that not everybody who comes in contact with you is going to be the right fit. And knowing that as long as you have the right kind of community surrounding you, you're going to be free to be yourself and you're going to be free to, you know, just be honest and open with other people. And I love that you guys are giving, you know, other women the ability and places to do that.
Well, I think you really just nailed it because we want women to be their authentic selves and be comfortable being those people, knowing that you're not going to be judged for being different or having a different opinion or wanting different likes. I mean, Marcel and I are best friends and we're very opposite people in general, but we still love and respect each other even though we're different.
We love that. And I think having friendships later in life is such a gift because you are more centered in who you are as a person. And then you're attracting, you know, that kind of same confidence or same kind of vibe, you know, with the people that you're meeting. Because, you know, in your 20s or, you know, earlier, you're kind of just going along trying to figure out where do you fit in. And the older you get and the more established you are in yourself, you're like, oh, okay, wait a minute. I don't have time for bullshit. I don't want bullshit friends. I need people with substance and these are my people.
However, thank goodness for being the shit shows of the 20s that we were because that's where all of our ridiculous stories come from.
Oh, amen, girl. I mean, you couldn't pay me enough money to go back to my 20s. And thank God the internet wasn't around back then. Or at least you weren't posting pictures about shit. Because I was like, damn it, I thought I burned all the evidence from college, you know, or in my 20s a long time ago.
I would not be hireable today.
No way.
If anything from my 20s.
However, I feel like I did my 20s right. Although we have said several times, I just didn't slut it up enough. But other than that, I did it right.
Oh, I did my 20s right for sure. I wouldn't go back there, but I did it right.
Oh, okay. If you could go back, though, would you do it different or would you do it the same?
Exactly the same.
Oh, I would do it the same.
I think you know what I would do different? I would use more sunscreen and I probably – other than that, honestly, I mean, because I'm thankful for every, like, dumbass mistake that I made because I learned from it. I mean, I hate that I had to hurt people along the way. Exactly. But I also had to learn to myself that like hurting people is not fun and you don't do it. So don't be a dick and hurt other people.
You know what I would
do? Ooh, true confession.
What I'd probably do what would you guys different is I would have let go of toxic girlfriends earlier than I did.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to clap that out, girl, because that's a good one.
I would have been a better girlfriend.
No, you would have been the toxic girlfriend I would have gotten rid of?
No. Maybe. I don't know that I was toxic, but I was just very like, get out of my way.
This is my world,
like a
bitch.
Bulldozer, you know?
I would have just taken off the acrylic nails, dyed my hair just one color, not all of them, and not gone to the tanning bed. Like, those are the things. I'm like, if just future Brittany could have pulled Brittany aside, be like, girl, that two-tone hair ain't working for you.
You know what, though? We all had it. If you wouldn't have had it, you wouldn't have been cool like the rest of us.
Exactly.
Or the white eyeliner. I don't know if anybody else did that, but way too long.
I did.
What about the black lip liner with the lighter lip color?
Oh my God. Can we stop? I know. Hey, you show up in Louisville, I think there's still some people that still do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Ohio, and I'm confident people in Ohio still do it.
No. I'm very confident people yep. still do it.
Dying over here. Dying.
So funny.
So what is the one piece of advice for people wanting to start a podcast out there? What would you give them?
Just start.
Like, yeah.
Just record your first episode because your first episode is going to teach you so much. Our first episode, we recorded on a lapel mic that we plugged into a laptop.
At a restaurant.
At a restaurant.
During busy happy hour.
During happy hour without any proper format. And we ranted for like an hour and 15 minutes and didn't even have a usable episode.
Yeah. Well, I also think, but that teaches you what you sound like on the other end.
Exactly.
And how not to talk over each other. And at the end of the day, like, you're going to suck in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just let it be what it is. You're not going to have that many listeners anyway, so just start recording, guys.
You're going to hate your voice. You're going to say a lot, like a lot. You're just going to learn a lot about yourself and your speaking style. And so until you start, you're not going to be able to know if this is something you really want to do. It's like I for the longest time, wanted to open a clothing boutique. And I would talk about it. And finally, I took the step and I opened a clothing boutique. And within 6 months of opening it, I was like, you know what? This isn't for me.
Not what I wanted to do. But you would never have known it. You would have never known had you not done it. And then you would have lived with that regret of like,
not doing it.
I should have done it.
Exactly. So that's the way that I approach things now. It's just try it, see if you like it. And if you don't, guess what? No one's probably going to hear you anyway, so you can quit.
Yeah.
I'd say that's
that's like really perfect. The other thing that I would say is be very clear in your mission and your message and who you're trying to speak to. Because if you're clear on what you're trying to accomplish, then it will resonate with the people that you're trying to reach. Because if you're just going in like, oh, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this and no, narrow it down and get very clear on who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. And I think...
And who is your audience? Who are you speaking to so that you can continue to build and grow that demographic?
For example, I'm at one of my clubhouse parties and how about one of my friend's husbands comes up and says, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. I'm like, you're the wrong audience, dude. You should not be listening to our podcast.
Yes.
Your wife gave me a confession last week and you don't want to hear it.
Oh, back up.
That's right. There should be like a no boys allowed sign on your
oh, no. Anytime a male or a man asks me about my podcast, I'm like, you can hit the subscribe button, but please don't listen.
We need the not your ears.
Right.
Trust me. You don't want to.
So I know that you guys have done some of the DM events, like live events. Can you talk more about that? Because I know like the Shishi brunch sounded like a blast. And I was like, man, this is so much fun. How did you guys get the idea for it? And are you like, do you do them often?
Yeah. So it actually came about because one of our girlfriends was like, I really wish you would take the podcast live because I want to get in on the conversation. And of course, we love to drink wine. And we originally were recording in happy hour spaces, which we still do sometimes. But we were like, oh, wouldn't that be so much fun just to get a bunch of friends together, do a short little podcast and drink some wine together. So we partnered with a local restaurant who then helped us partner with a local female winemaker. And our first DM Lounge was an evening event and there were over 50 women there and it was
so much fun.
So much fun.
We did a short podcast conversation for the event and then from there – we just decided to keep doing them, but we wanted to offer different experiences. Again, we want to expose them to as much of the things that we love as possible. So then we did a Pilates party, and then we did the Shishi brunch.
The Shishi brunch, by the way, was so much fun. And when we do it again, girls, you have to come. We had over 110 women there, I think. And it was a daytime on the patio with a female DJ, bottomless mimosas, and dancing.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like
I would hate that.
And yeah.
Count as it.
Yeah, so essentially all we do is just approach these venues and say, "Hey, we want to fill your space with this many women. Are you willing to host us?"
We're going to bring 50 women, beautiful women, all dressed up, fancy, ready to have a good time in your place. Will you pay
what
for
do you
it?
Think? Because our events are free to our ladies, by the way. We don't want them to have an excuse not to come.
So the brands that we partner with, they basically take care of all of the girls.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. When you take care of women, they take care of you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, because we did find out. So we had our Nordstrom event and one of our biggest conversations was the spending power of women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what did you guys find out?
That women control...
It's like 80% of the decision-making power in their families.
Yeah. and that mm-hmm. we control most of the wealth spending in the world. That's not saying we control the wealth. We just control the spending.
We control the decision of what you're going to spend your money on.
Oh, we have this conversation in my house all the time because my husband is a big donor at a university here. And, you know, before he writes that check, I'm like, no. Like, you know, we have this conversation of, you know, like the women in the house are who determine like where this money's going, like where's it going to be allocated, what's going to happen with it, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, you might sign the check, honey, but I'm going to tell you what number it is. Like, exactly. Like, this is how it goes.
And if you're not involved in those decisions, you end up like Teresa Giudice in jail.
You got to know, girl.
Oh my gosh.
Because exactly. You were just buying those Pradas off every
and
week.
And signing whatever your husband put in front of you. So anyway.
Right. You got to be so careful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was on your show a while ago where you guys brought up a topic on online spending. And it was like drunk online spending. Yes. Is what it was.
Yes.
And I know. I'm like, oh, for sure. Brittany and I, you know, contribute to that. But a fun statistic about that is that the state of Kentucky is at the top of that list. And I was like, oh, you know who number one and number two are?
Really?
Right here.
Like, did they describe why Kentucky?
Probably the bourbon.
Well, that
and too many Walmarts.
And not enough, like, you know, we've got great local boutiques that have some great places to shop, but we don't have like a Nordstrom, you know, in Kentucky.
Girl.
I know. Like shopping, if you like the, you know, the brand names of things, like you're going to have to hunt. Like there's definitely stores that will help you out with it. But
okay,
like as far as
once again, when are you guys coming to Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
I will actually be there on June 6th through June 10th.
Oh, fun. Are you coming just for fun or for work or?
Well, we're traveling out there for fun and work.
Gotcha.
My husband and I. So
well, send us a message if you want restaurant recommendations or things to do.
Oh, absolutely. Load me up.
Or if you want to have a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
You can make me super jealous and have the three of you together and be like, oh, look, Shannon, I wish you were here.
Well,
I'll just send a fat head with me and I'll just put it on a stick. And
we'll FaceTime
feel like
you.
I'm right here.
We can FaceTime you.
Yeah, duh.
FaceTime her. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Right.
She'll be super jealous. But don't worry. She'll FaceTime me like when she's in Croatia and then that'll be paybacks are a bitch.
Right, girl.
There's nothing worse than FOMO when all your girlfriends are out and you can't be there. You're like, ugh. You look at your husband like, I hate you right now because I can't be there.
Right.
Yes. All the things, all the spawns that you had me create.
Right.
And now I'm shackled to them. Okay. So we just released a episode today about summer expectations. What are your all's summer goals? And they can be like seriously just to survive, or they can be some grandiose goal.
Oh my gosh. So I just commented on this post. I was feeling so much pressure to keep my kids entertained because at 6 and 7, they are, Mom, I'm bored. I'm so bored in the house. And I get it all the time. So I was fearing that that was what it was going to be. So I made this huge laundry list of all the things I was going to do and I'm going to prepare and we're going to go see this and we're going to go to this museum. We're going to go to this water park and we're going to go on this vacation. And then Cruz's teacher sent me an article that I needed so badly. And it was basically summing up that like when your child is bored, that's when their mind grows. That's when their imagination is forced to work. That's when they start to really self-reflect and figure things out rather than being so overscheduled. So I took that list and I threw it away and I decided we're going to just have fun this summer. And if we have something scheduled, great. If not, you're going to be bored in the house.
Bored. I love it.
Bored.
So I'm a little bit in a different stage. My little guy is 2. So there is no being bored except for other than making sure that he's stimulated enough to not throw fits. So my plans this summer are to just take little mini trips, like whether it be to California or Arizona or
Utah.
A staycation or just to stay active, specifically because he's going to start school in August. So we're not going to have so much more freedom.
So Marcella, are you getting the questions all the time? Like, are you going to have another? Are you going to have another? Are you going to have another?
Every day. And every day I say, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Not, none of your business.
Are you my uterus?
I don't know. Maybe.
Right. Exactly.
I just want my, when I always got those questions, I'm like, I wish my uterus would have answered for me. Like, mm-hmm. can you just answer for me? Cause I'm over it.
And yeah, particularly for me too, because I had to go through IVF to get my little guy. And so if I want to have another baby, I have to go through IVF again. And I don't want to tell you my whole story, stranger.
Right.
Right. I think until I witnessed you experience like that question all the time, now I'm super cognizant of like when I ask a woman like, when are you getting married and when are you having a kid? Now I'm like, it's none of my business. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you. If you want to share with me, great. If not, let's just hang out.
And what if some people just want to have one child?
One and done.
That's it.
Yeah. We get the question with Mike because I've got two girls and I get all the time like, oh, when are you going to try for a boy? I'm like, I'm not actually. Like, I'm super good with just the two and that's it. Like, just because I don't have a boy, my life's not complete. I'm like, I don't live that life. Like, I think my life is completely perfect with the two girls.
Now I get that question all the time because I have two boys and people are like, oh, you didn't get a girl. I'm like, yeah, well, I wanted a girl and I didn't. But I really like the man-to-man coverage. I'm not trying to be overwhelmed with having the minivan.
And the third child, speaking from experience, because my brother has two boys and a girl, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law have two boys and a girl. That third child, if it's a girl, she's going to be fucking crazy.
I will say.
I have a third girl, and she is fucking crazy.
I told you. It's true.
She runs it. I have two boys and one girl. That's just how it played out. And I will tell you, she runs the house. I'm trying, but there's only so much energy that I have.
She's crazy. I mean, she tries to run shit at my house. I'm like, girl, you don't live here. Stop it.
Her name is Luna, and she is like the moon. She's very unpredictable.
That is the perfect name.
All the stages of the moon. Love.
It's
funny.
It's true.
Yeah, well, We like to end the podcast with like just some fun questions. And one that we've been on recently is, if you had to pick one, would you be team Amazon or team Netflix?
Oh, that's so hard. I'm going to go Amazon.
I'm going to go Amazon too. Mm-hmm. And here's why. You can shop and watch TV.
Oh yeah. Cause they have Amazon Video now. Mm-hmm.
They're Prime. I mean, yeah, Amazon Video.
But
and they put out better quality content than Netflix.
Oh, I don't know. Have you just seen Dead to Me? Girls, have you watched Dead to Me on Netflix?
Oh my gosh.
Obsessed with that
show.
Could
we just talk about that for a second? That show.
We don't want to spoil
it. No spoilers. But that show.
So good.
It was amazing.
It's so good. Every single episode, like the last 10 seconds, drops a bomb and hooks you. What? And then you have to watch the next one.
It does. And I just want to be able to say no the way that Christina Applegate says no to every motherfucker she comes across. I'm like, yes. No.
In particularly to her mother-in-law. Not that I hate my mother-in-law. But they're just so overbearing that it's like,
I just want to say what's inside my head. Yeah. Fuck off.
It's so great.
It's a really good show. That's a great girlfriend show. Mm-hmm. You need a podcast just about that show.
We should. What about you guys? Who would you pick? Netflix or Amazon?
I would definitely go Amazon.
Yeah, I'm team Amazon. Because I joke like, I don't think I watch a lot of TV until I'm commenting on everybody's TV show. I'm like, shit, I do watch a lot of TV. Yeah.
Okay. You know, the only thing that I wish that Amazon could change is that in the checkout tab, I wish there was an option to be like, just send it in its normal package or like put it in a hidden box. It doesn't look like Amazon. So my husband doesn't freak out.
Well, now you can do Amazon lockers and just have shit shipped to your Amazon locker. It's free.
Oh, I should do that.
Oh, yeah. Has those, by the way.
I need to do that.
Yeah, that's damn really Amazon. Smart. Amazon. It's like they just understand shoppers or something. I don't know.
They're like, instructions to the mail guy, please hide it on the side of my house.
Right. Behind the third bush. Thanks, George.
Here's your 20.
Right.
All right. Second question. Okay. Do you guys do yoga?
I do not.
Badly.
Yeah. There is no bad yoga.
There is no bad yoga.
Yeah. You haven't seen my my stretching is poor.
You're a gymnast. My stretching is poor.
No, we actually do Pilates and I mix in spinning and
Nice. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
You know, we used to actually, we have taken a class at the Pure Bar in Las Vegas many moons ago. Actually, I think when it first opened, we were there for a Stella and Dot
conference.
And we were avid Pure Barers at the time. And we're like, let's do Pure Bar in Las Vegas. That'd be so fun.
It was fun.
We're on ClassPass, so it's like an app where you can rotate to all the little boutique fitness places here. So we switch it up whenever we can.
Oh, that's great.
That's super fun. Okay. I'll switch up my question again. What is your all's most used emoji currently?
Oh, let me go to my phone. I thought the period emoji was coming out. What happened with that one?
Just somebody uses it.
Oh, can we get it?
Right.
What's
my, it look like?
I know.
My most used one is probably the crying face, just because if my toddler's throwing a fit, I'm like, or the eye roll or the hard eyes.
I think I have the laughing emoji, the eye roll, or like the hand up. Like, that's me.
I use the one.
Oh, yeah.
Slap on the forehead.
Oh,
no.
It's a good one.
If you're not using that one, you're not living your best life.
Do you have an emoji that you wish they would come out with?
Well, we were looking forward to the period emoji that was like the drop of blood.
I think it did come out.
No, I can't find it. There's a new emoji that's supposed to come out. I've searched for it. It's not in there. Or it's supposed to be like a drop of blood.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already an FU emoji, so that's a pretty good one. There's just a lot of wasted ones. There's like, why do I need the 17 moons in a row? I don't need those. No one's going to use all of them.
No, you can't use all of them.
I just watched the emoji movie, and it was so spot on.
It is great.
I know. The meh.
Yeah, meh. And all like the unused emojis.
Oh, there should be ones that have like clouds with words in them.
Although I'm still waiting. We had one the other day. Yeah, I forget. Oh, I mean, I'm not joking. We talk to each other in GIFs or emojis. That's right. Basically how we respond.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For 8 p.m., it is GIF only. That's it.
Love it.
Like, we can't respond. We're done.
I've used all my words on you today. You get pictures.
That's awesome.
All right, well, thank you for coming on with us today. I know our listeners are going to heavily binge on the DM show. So tell them where they can find you.
You can find us on iTunes at the DM show, Spotify at the DM show, our website, thedm-show.com.
Or of course on Instagram at thedm.show.
That's so fun.
Awesome. Well, you ladies still just keep cranking it out.
Hey, thank you so much for having us on. And we can't wait to see you guys when you both come to Las Vegas.
Or we go to Kentucky.
I mean,
that's right. The invite is always
open. It's not too far from Ohio.
We got a shit show house. You're always welcome.
That's awesome.
Thanks, you guys.
That was super fun. I love the DM show.
I do too. These girls are really funny. I get them. I feel like they get me. Mm-hmm. They get you. You know, mm-hmm. They're people. And I really can't wait to go to Vegas and visit them in real life.
Ticket is booked. Maybe they'll come to Louisville.
Yeah.
It has to be Derby because there's no other time in the city. They probably want to come to Louisville.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably entice them to come with like all the really good food. Like, hey, we got all the good things. All the bourbon.
All the bourbon.
Well, they should just come just to learn how to drink bourbon. I need to learn how to drink bourbon.
I need to learn how to drink that.
I know. I'm not good at bourbon. I don't play that game well.
It scares me.
I know.
It scares my stomach just thinking about it.
Yes.
Ooh. Squishy.
So if you want to check out the DM show, please check them out on the iTunes.
On the iTunes. And give them a little like on the old Instagram.
Yeah. They've got subscribe, follow, click, like. And yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ed Friends.
See you soon.
Thanks for sharing your time with us. Help keep the CZL momentum going by rating our podcast and writing a review.
If you love what you heard in today's episode, snap a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories.
Don't forget to tag us.